time did they, your dad start out in the bakery in the morning?
Oh, he didn't start in the morning. He started the night before. Yeah, he started, well, I want to say somewhere between 8 and 9 o'clock on a weekday at night, and then he'd work straight through till noon the next morning and get maybe a, you know, like I say, a 10, 15-minute breakfast break in there somewheres. And Friday nights he would start around 6:30 or 7, and then he would work again till about noon on Saturday. And then a lot of the, well, the fire department and stuff, they would want things roasted. So then Saturday afternoon he'd be roasting hams and pigs and ducks and geese and whatever people wanted for the community, you know, whether it was for the, a lot of it was for the fire department, for their banquets, but other people too would come in and, you know, can you roast a couple pigs for us? And so the oven would be used then to roast food.
A lot of his hams were rolled and doughed.
Yeah, that's one thing everybody liked. He would take a big piece of dough and put the ham in there and then roll the dough around the ham and encase it and then bake it like that. And the dough would keep the ham from drying out, so your hams were always nice and juicy.
What kind of oven?
That was a brick oven. That was a wood-fired brick oven. And that's what really made it unique and difficult, because what most people don't understand is where the fire was is where you did the baking. So you would start your fire, say, around 8, 8:30, and it would usually take a full wheelbarrow full of wood. And he used to get the slab wood from the lumber mills that was left over when they cut the trees, the bark side and the slab. That's what a lot of people would end up getting. And he would load that oven full of wood, light it, and let that burn for at least probably 4 or 5 hours and let it burn down to just coal and ash. And then he'd go in there with like a big hole, but it was wide like this. Yeah, and he'd go in there and he'd rake all those ashes out and go in with a big stick with a, like a towel wrapped on it, a damper, and wipe all the ashes out. And then that's where you baked, right where your fire was. And it was surrounded by brick. And the theory behind the whole thing and the way it worked was the brick would slowly absorb all that heat. And the oven itself was maybe, it could have been 10 feet wide and 10 feet deep, but the walls on it were very thick. And it was just, it had a curve at the top and then flat at the bottom. Just big enough so a human being could crawl in there when you had to change brick, because the brick would eventually deteriorate over time from the heat. But that oven would absorb that heat from that 4 to 5 hours burning, and then that was your only source of heat then after that. And then it would get hot enough to cook, bake anything you wanted in there, and it would stay that way for days. He'd fire that up Friday night, and we could still go in there Sunday, Monday afternoon and warm food in there. And like I say, even after doing all the baking of the bread and that, you could still put hams and ducks.
So he didn't have to build another fire before
till the next night. Yeah, if it was a Tuesday night, it would be every night he would fire it up.
Sure.
But when he fired it up on Friday, it was still good to roast things Saturday afternoon, and even Sunday there was still enough heat there. Like if Mom had some leftover chicken on a pan or something, you could still stick that in the oven and it would heat it up. So it had held the heat for a long time.
So was, like, the ham, like, some of your, like, best-selling items? Like, were you...
No, we didn't sell the hams. We just did that as a service. You know, people would bring their meat to us, and we would just roast it for them. So otherwise, we were just bakery. And it was mostly breads, rolls, buns, coffee cakes, a few sweet rolls, donuts. One day of the week was apple turnover day, but we didn't do like cakes or fancy pastries.
Did you have any like regular people to come in, like the ones you expected to come in every
year? Oh yeah, we had regular customers and regular standing orders.
Mm-hmm. You know, for the high school. The school?
Yeah,
school
we baked the bread for the high
one.
School. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was one of our deliveries every day, was the high school and the middle school. Well, back then it was the grade school.
Grade school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So all the bread was from us.
We had the good bread. It's probably the store-bought bread.
Well, we had the good bread for 2 years. The last 2 years we were in high school,
that was
my dad retired then.
Yeah.
So did you start working at the bakery when you were, like, a really, really young kid, or, like, was it more like when you were a teenager?
I started helping when I was 12.
Okay.
And mostly because I begged my dad, because I wanted to make a little money.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, can I start helping? And he said, sure. And So I started at 50 cents an hour. And I would get up about 1 o'clock in the morning, not on a school night, but on weekends, which would be Friday night, Saturday morning, and then during the summertime. So I would get up about 1 and work till maybe 3, 4, sometimes later in the morning, and then go back to bed for a while again. I kind of, when the stuff was all coming out and was getting ready to be, you know, he had his doughs all done, and some of the stuff was ready to get baked, you know, then I would help with the processing. Like, I don't know if you know what a hard roll is, but you know the crease in a hard roll?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'd put that all in by hand with a rolling pin, so, mm-hmm. you know, one of my jobs was to take them off the board, and you take two at a time, and you take your rolling pin and put the crease in, put it back on the board, and, you know, we'd do like 100 dozen that way. So I did things like that, helped fill the Danish with the jellies, or the donuts, put the jelly in the donuts, and it was mostly hand. He had a few machines. He had a machine to make his doughs, and he had a machine to mold the bread into the loaves, and he had a bun rounder, which would you just put a flat piece of dough on a plate, you'd put it in the machine, and it'd round it all up into little balls. And that's what we'd use for our hamburger buns, and then that's what we also used for the hard rolls. And you'd put them in a proofing box, which was heated and moist for the yeast to raise the dough. And then when the hard rolls were ready to go, then we'd take them out, put the crease in, and then from there they'd go into the oven.
So did you have any, like, do you have any siblings? Like, would they help with the bakery, too?
Yeah, I had three half-brothers and sisters, and mostly it was my one brother that worked a long time besides my dad after he got, and then he started working with my dad, and he worked alongside my dad for a long time. So it was mostly my one brother, my mother, me at the end. My grandmother worked until he retired. She was pretty old, but it was her family business initially. It was actually my grandfather and grandmother that had the bakery initially, and then after my grandfather passed away, my dad stayed and helped, and then he finally bought it from my grandmother.
So when you were working there, like, what was your busiest day of the week usually?
Saturdays.
Saturdays?
Yeah. Saturdays, my dad would do about 450 loaves of bread, 100 dozen hard rolls, and 100 dozen hamburger buns, and then multiple coffee cakes and the sweet rolls and everything else beside. But Saturdays was the... I can remember Friday nights, we just took the phone off the hook because... And then people would, you know, come over and say, is there something wrong? It's like, we can't take any more orders, you know. And the problem was, because of the oven and the physical size of it and everything, you could only get so much in it and get so much out in a certain amount of time. And if I go on too long about the oven, just tell me to be quiet. But I mean, that really was the what made it unique and what made it different, because a lot of your breads and your rolls were baked right on the hearth. They weren't baked in a pan. Some were, some weren't. But like the hard rolls were all baked right on the brick, so you got that nice crispy crust, but yet the soft inside on the hard rolls. But then again, too, because you only fired this oven up once, you started out with high heat, a really fast oven. So, I mean, that's where the skill in my dad's baking came in. You couldn't say, well, I'll put it in there and it's going to be 15 minutes and it'll be done. You were working with constantly changing temperatures because the oven started out very hot, but then it would cool down to some extent as the night went on and the morning went on. So, you know, the amount of time to bake was always changing.
What would go in first, usually?
The breads and the hard rolls, I believe.
Yeah.
Because the hard rolls, the doors usually open about 6. Sometimes my grandmother would always come down. She had to open the store. And, you know, by 5:30, sometimes people were standing at the door waiting to get in. But then a lot of the breads and the hard rolls, that's what they really came for, were the hard rolls. That would all be done before 6 o'clock or by 6 o'clock. And if I got up at before 8 to go to school, if my mom didn't pull a couple hard rolls aside for me, they were gone. They went through 100 dozen, you know, and lickety-split. But, yeah, mostly the breads, and then I think the pastries and that came later on, and the buns and that,
Going back to the oven, I might pronounce this wrong, the hearth oven?
Hearth.
And, I mean, you have been explaining why it was so unique. And then I think Ms. Herther told us that, is it part of the Milwaukee Museum? Mm-hmm. Is part of it in there?
There are some parts in the Milwaukee Museum. The doors to the oven are on the streets of Old Milwaukee in the bakery. And I believe there's...